Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabot & Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
All right, welcome back in. 11 o'clock hour here on a Thursday show. Down here at Bourbon Country Cannabis, 819 East Market Street. I'm Louis Rabot, hanging out with you here on Rabot & Co. At ESPN 680 is the station Twitter feed. You can find me at Radio Louis as well. I've got some cool pictures and videos from down here with our friends at Hectares and with the with the folks here at Texture. I think Canna Curious and Canna Sewer are names of films that Stormy Daniels could have starred. I'm not sure about that. You watch your mouth. But if you want to play the Stormy Daniels sound, I'm very, very in favor of that.
I was going to say, ask Billy Reid his thoughts.
He's not walking through that door. I miss the guy. Oh, man. Cover Derby ain't the same. But we bring in Jay Davis. Usual spot here on Thursdays. He's presented by Lana Sports, L-A-N-A Sports, lanasports.com. Use his code ABA20. Get that red, white, and blue basketball, some other ABA memorabilia, family-owned business up there in Indianapolis. Happy NBA playoffs, Jay. How are you?
I'm great. Ready for, it was a couple-week stretch with not a lot of sleep for March Madness. Now it's a two-month stretch with not a lot of sleep because of the NBA playoffs, but I'm ready for it.
Those West Coast games. Yeah, those West Coast games, man, they go late for sure. So I have to check him out at JDavis_1981 on Twitter. Of course, you can find him up there, First Gen Sports, for all of the writings and musings of Jay, if you are so interested as well. Look, man, we are I just talked with Ben Roberts, as I always do on Thursdays, and there is such a sense of newness. I even stopped the interview, Jay. I've never done this before. And I commented on how happy Ben sounded. And the guy's just the beat writer, but it had gotten so stale and so, I don't know, just so negative with Calipari that Sunday was such an exorcism and such a, a moving on from a previous era. And then we get the article today, Jay, and I sent you this on the show sheet, of the NCAA approving the new transfer rules. What stood out to me is in the first three paragraphs, you get a quote from the Oregon football head coach, Dan Lanning, and he says, does the piece of paper matter or not? And I'm interested, Jay, in watching how people react to new things and new trends and that kind of stuff. The NIL world, the transfer portal world, the Gorsuch opinion comes out at the Supreme Court and the Wild West opens up. And then we see, I think Sunday is part of that, oh man, that move back to what people think college sports is supposed to be, what it could be, etc. I've heard you lament, UCLA in the Big Ten, I can't drive to UCLA to watch a football game, these kinds of things. Do you think eventually college sports moves back more toward a model that we're more used to, or are we way over the edge?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it a couple of days ago, but there was this post on Twitter going around about the makeup of those super leagues. And I know that's more about, college football, but if you look at all of those leagues, it's basically the old Pac-12, the old Southwest Conference, yes, with all the schools from Texas and Arkansas, the Big Ten with a couple, minor tweaks, the SEC, the Big East, and the ACC. So eventually, I think things are going to go back to the way they were, and I think that's a big part of that. I'm not a back in the day guy. I know things change with everything. But, I look at the schedule, I'm like, oh, Michigan State plays at USC in 2025, I think. I want to go to that game. But there is something for me to be said about being able to drive to Columbus or being able to drive to Madison, you know, and that just as a fan, that means a lot to me, you know, just to have that access, you know, short drive access to be able to go check out these campuses and, you know, bars and restaurants and tailgates and stuff like that. And I think we're eventually going to get back to that. You know, the TV deals are what they are, but, you know, if this group of 70 schools, you know, breaks away and those, you know, leagues are situated the way they are, it'll basically look like it did 10 years ago. And I mean, I'd be totally okay with that.
Yeah, it's interesting how these things tend to fix themselves. And it's why in the moment I try not to overreact to things. It's human nature to just, if something new comes into your purview and you react to it, that's a normal animalistic tendency that we have, right? You see something new. Heck, I'm sitting in a cannabis shop right now. And I'm sure my initial reaction to, you know, legalizing all this stuff and, oh, there goes California. Oh, there goes Ontario or whatever I was thinking at the time. And now I'm sitting in here and it's made my life better, right? You know, eventually I do wonder if college sports will eventually fix itself and go back to more of those things where you and I can say, hey, let's meet in Columbus this weekend and go to the football game, or hey, let's meet in Bloomington and go to a basketball game, whatever it might be.
Yeah, you know, but the thing about it is, you know, with the way things are – looking the way things are projected to go, I don't think that'd be the NCAA doing it. You know, I think
I don't
know how this would work, but those schools are trying. They're trying. You know, these, you know, backroom conversations or whatever are happening. You know, where they're trying to break away to have this. I don't want to call it a super league because it'd still be 70 teams. It wouldn't. A lot of people think it would have just. There was going to be two leagues, like the Big Ten and the SEC, but that's not what it's going to be because there's, you know, too much ground across the country to be covered for these TV networks. And, you know, I think for the last handful of years, that's been, you know, running things behind the scenes. It's Fox and, you know, ESPN. So, you know, like you said, the things are changing, but I don't think it's going to be the NCAA itself leading the charge there.
Yeah, it's interesting, and Jay Davis with us, usual spot here on Thursdays on Rabeau & Co., ESPN 680, 105.7. We're down at Bourbon Country Cannabis at 819 East Market Street. I wonder with some of this stuff, Jay, if we're actually going to get us two super leagues, and hear me out, where one of them is football is removed from the NCAA purview, like you just pointed out, and you get schools where it's not tied to the academics anymore. And they just put the name of the shirt, the name of the school on the front, and that's the, you know, Alabama's of the world, and that's the Georgia's of the world, and that's probably the Ohio State's of the world, and it's probably the Michigan State's of the world, and it's almost certainly the Louisville's of the world. And then you're going to have another group that is like, no, we're going to keep it tied to academics, and they go off and they form a league that's also probably outside of the NCAA purview. But because it's tied to academics, maybe they could keep it under it. Do you think I'm crazy on that? But I think eventually college football, some of these schools, the money out there will be so large that they're just going to go separate and independent, essentially.
So you think it's essentially just going to be like the minors for, you know,
I do think that, yes, I do.
You know, the G League, yes, isn't really doing what it was. This, you know, being like a true minor league. Like, I know the G League for the NBA is supposed to be that way, that, you know, Major League Baseball has three different, you know, quote-unquote divisions. You know, there's a lot of minor league hockey, but this would be like a true minor league. But I, you know, just as someone who has always been and will be a proponent of education, the college experience itself, I mean, because you're going to – what are you going to do with some, you know, 17-year-old linebacker? Are you just going to, you know, yeah, is he going to have a host family to live with because, you know, he wouldn't be on campus? There's something to be said about, you know, the college experience for a variety of reasons. But, you know, I learned more, you know, from developing interpersonal relationships with people I probably never would have met if I didn't go to college and I did go into class every day. And, you know, I know they always talk about how athletes need to take, you know, financial courses and stuff like that. That, you know, if you're going to do that, there still needs to be some academic component to it, whether it's, you know, I mean, people don't use, not a lot of people use checkbooks anymore, but you know what I mean. But, you know, managing your finances and, you know, just, you know, even as far as like, you know, like classes related to dealing with interpersonal relationships, dealing with other people, there still needs to be some sort of academic component there, because if there isn't, then these guys are just robots. And, you know, once they're done playing football, what do they have?
Mm. Yeah, I appreciate the perspective, man. And Jay Davis, a man who I would not know if not for us both going to college and going to class, with us here on Rabo & Co. ESPN 680, 105.7. Yeah, I mean, I get it, and it's interesting. And maybe you're right here, and maybe I need to follow my own direction this morning, which is there going to be a move where we go all the way back to what you're talking about, where I'm walking to class and so is Zach Randolph, right? Or I'm walking, you know, I'm in Spanish class and the guy who sits in the front isn't there because he's on the football team and he's a starter on the I had a class with a football player who was a starter in special teams. I cannot remember his name, but he was taking like 400 level Spanish. I was very impressed. Maybe we'll go back to that. Maybe that's it. But I'm with you, man. There is something about, you know, because I've thought about this a lot with my own kids, because we have such a great option and a partner of our station, UPS, where if you go throw boxes in the middle of the night with them, they'll pay for your college. And I think a guy like you, for example, Jay, if they had that at Wayne State or something, you might have thought about doing it, right? You know, that kind of thing where, you know, you get to go for free in Detroit and, you know, they take care of you and you make some money and whatever else. But I've also thought, man, should my kids go away like I did? Should they go live in a dorm? Should they go, you know, meet people like Jay Davis, who probably, you know, if they work at UPS at night, they may meet Jay Davis, but maybe not, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so, yeah, I do wonder. I wonder if some of this stuff is going to come back or not. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said about that. And, you know, just thinking about that, like I said, the biggest thing that I gained from going away to school was building relationships, learn how to deal with people, you know, different people you live with that aren't your parents, and you know how to resolve conflicts and things like that. So you know, there's just something to be said, especially at that age, you know, 17 to 22 or you know 24, 25. Now I know that the COVID year stuff's going to be over soon, but there's just something to be said about, you know, building those relationships and, you know, just being away from home by yourself and, you know, learning how to do things. And I just wouldn't want to see that taken away. Or, you know, I don't even know if that's necessarily the right way to frame it. You know, if the kids want to, you know, just be robots, that's okay. And if they're fine with that, I am too. But just from my perspective, I just think that, you know, just having those experiences, building those life experiences just means a lot.
Jay Davis with us, usual spot on a Thursday. We'll take a break here. Want to remind you some programming around here. A man named Benton, he'll talk soccer tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN 680, 105.7. That show is called Soccer City. Want to thank Adam and his staff. They're going to bring some Wing Zone by the studio today for lunch. Make sure you check them out for your next get-together. Maybe your derby party's coming up here. Try that new chicken sandwich dipped in any of their great sauces, any of the dry rubs they have over there. You can order online. WingZone.com, tons of deals on the website, three area locations, Poplar Level just outside of Audubon Park, that original location in Hikes Point on Hunsinger Lane, and of course in front of Holy Cross High School on the Dixie, down in an area south of here. I'm not going to name the neighborhood. More neighborhood talk, we do it next.
You are listening to Rabo and Co. here on ESPN 680 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabo.
Man, this song is such a banger. Welcome back in. It's Rabo and Co. here, ESPN 680 105.7. We are down here at Bourbon Country Cannabis, 819 East Market Street, Nulu location. Come downtown, kids. You'll be okay. Come check us out here just east of downtown in Nulu. They got locations in St. Matthews and in New Albany ahead of 420. Yes, they have seltzers. Yes, they have shots. Yes, they have lots of different options for you, your pets, whatever it might be. Got a text from a texter. Hey, my mom has trouble sleeping. She's thought about CBD. What do we need to do? And I said, hey, get in here, talk to the nerds at Bourbon Country Cannabis. They got you covered here for sure. A reminder, we'll have a ton of coverage tomorrow of the UofL football spring game. We'll have Mark Ennis run his show from 3 to 6:30 tomorrow on the drive, and we'll get you covered for that game afterward. Tons of coverage from LNN on that game as well. Coach Baum was in this morning. If you missed any part of that, you could always go back to the podcast center at ESPNLouisville.com and listen to the shows he was on with Diener this morning. And said a lot by not saying much. Jay Davis with us. I got to tell you, buddy, I get into this business 2 years ago, and the guys before me got to tell stories of covering Patino and Calipari and Bobby Petrino. And I get Pat Kelsey, who looks like Squints from Sandlot. And then I get Mark Pope, who got accepted to Columbia Medical School. And then I get Jeff Brohm, who is fantastic but does not have hobbies, and Mark Stoops, who won't talk to the station. So I don't know what to do. I don't know how all these other guys got this, and I get Squints. It's just what happens. It's how it goes.
It's a different day. You know, that access is
it's a different
now.
Day. Oh, man. I have made the case, and Jay Davis with us here, usual spot on Thursdays, that I think more programs should go back to open locker rooms. Where you get to know the guys, especially in the social media era, Jay, where you can have 90-second, two-minute kind of clips on Twitter, get to know the guys. Because if Sunday's any indication of what happened at Rupp Arena, there's a desire to get back to, hey, this is our team. This is our program. This is our, you know, in the case of Louisville, this is our city. And getting to know those guys and integrating them into the culture of not just Kentucky athletics or Louisville athletics, but into the more, you know, the larger fabric of the towns and this kind of stuff. And look, you and I kind of grew up with this, right? When we went to the bars in college, the athletes were just hanging out. I mean, how many times did you have a beer with TJ Duckett or something, right? I mean, the guy was just at the end of the bar in the spring especially, right? Hey, you're laughing because it's real, right? And so I wonder how much people are nostalgic for that. But also, you know, I think there are simple things that we can do. Because, by the way, locker rooms open after every conference tournament game, after every NCAA tournament game. And then if you get to the league, buddy, they're going to be in your face. And so I think you can start that training. I think there are two locker rooms still open in college basketball. I think both coaches in town here have an awesome opportunity, have an awesome opportunity to do exactly what I just said, which is open it up, those 60, 90, you know, 120-second kind of clips, get to know the guys, you know, have some fun after some wins, you know, see them not happy after losses, by the way, right? One of the big criticisms of the modern era is the AAU guy doesn't care. When's the next game? When are we playing? No. Get in the locker room and find out that these guys are actually upset. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I mean, there used to be, books, older books I read, you know, used to talk about, you know, the reporters used to be on the same plane with teams, you know, having dinner with the teams, you know, drinking beers with the guys on the team and stuff like that, you know, and it's, you know, it's just completely different now. You know, I just think everything is run like a corporation now. It is not, I mean, the games are fun. Like, it seems like, you know, everything outside of the game, outside of, you know, when the games start, you know, 40 minutes for college basketball, you know, the four quarters, you know, for college football, NFL, NBA, whatever. Everything outside of the game is run like a business, and the only thing that's, you know, essentially fun is the game, you know, because, you know, the coaches are all, you know, buttoned up. You know, I think I said before, that's why Deion didn't win anything, but his personality, you know, what he was doing, it was a breath of fresh air, so people latched on to
it. Great example.
And there aren't guys like that anymore, you know, so with everything being, you know, it's a money game. Let's be real about it. Like, these are all little corporations. You know, all of the, you know, 128, 130 college football teams in the NCAA in D1, they're little tiny corporations. You know, everything, you know, has got to be buttoned up. It's all about, you know, branding and image and things like that. You know, 30 years ago, it wasn't like that. You know, I know coaches, you know, and players, you know, excuse me, do things and say things, you know, that they shouldn't sometimes, but they're people. They're not robots. Now it feels like everybody, you know, has a coach and, you know, PR teams and things like that. And for that reason, I think that's why, you know, locker rooms are closed now, you know, because yes. When you go, you know, during a regular season, you know, you get two or three guys at the podium after a game, they don't go straight there. You know, they go in the locker room and talk. And I know that's, you know, it's always been that way, but you got to be crazy to think that there isn't somebody, some staffer, you know, with sports information or something like that, kind of coaching them up on what to say when they go to the podium. You know, like, you're going to be asked X, Y, Z. This is what you're supposed to say. And I don't like it like that.
I just think the and Jay Davis with us. I just think there's such an overreaction. Like if someone's upset after a game, oh, he said this. Well, good. It's after a game he just lost. He's supposed to react that. What do you want? like the controversy that we make up out of these things is purely a media thing in my mind and in a fan thing. And so I just, in my mind, man, open it up. I think especially here where the fan bases really do want to get to know the players. I mean, those guys walked off the bus in Lexington. You would have thought that, you know, I'm not even going to make a Pope joke, but that Jesus and the apostles walked off the damn bus, Jay. I mean, like, it is what it is, right? And Ben Roberts made a great point in the last hour that's the nostalgia of this era, right? Is that if you grew up, you know, like if the 2000 team walked off a bus, you and I would get, you know, really excited, really emotional about it at Michigan State, right? But the, you know, people wanting to get back into that, I think the open locker room is the simplest of those things, just the absolute simplest of those things is to do that. And I think it's worth the ramifications of the PR stuff. I think it's absolutely worth it. And frankly, try it for a year. If it doesn't work, then cut it back off. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It's fine. I don't mind being wrong on this, but I think especially for new coaches come in, set a new tone, I think use it as a recruiting tool. Hey, when you get here, dude, you're going to get tons of exposure. And people are we're not only going to have this NIL up front, people are going to get to know you online. You're going to make more money. I don't know. I don't feel crazy about this, but maybe I am. I'm not sure.
No, I mean, you know, the best example of this is, and I'm, you know, he's been like this ever since he, you know, became a pro. Like people have loved Charles Barkley for, you know, the better part of 40 years. And obviously he's had his missteps and, you know, maybe said some things he shouldn't, done a couple of things he shouldn't. But, you know, I think what people want, you know, with their athletes, yes, they want them to, they are superhuman, you know, in a lot of cases, but a lot of people want to look at athletes and go, oh, you know, he or she is kind of, you know, just like me, you know, just in terms of, I don't know, you know, get, you know, what your routine is when you get up in the morning and, you know, just, you know, saying some, I don't want to say, you know, saying anything inappropriate or anything offensive, but you know what I mean, you know, off the cuff things like that. Sure. You know, people want to know, you know, that athletes, you know, are people. And, you know, I look at a guy like Zach Edey. Like, I didn't know what Zach Edey sounded like until the Sweet 16 this year, you know. And stupid. He's been in that. Yep, he won National Player of the Year 2 times. You know, he's probably, you know, the best college basketball player, you know, probably since, you know, Zion Williamson, you know, the 1 year he was at Duke. And I had no idea what he sounded like, you know. So it's – and that's why, you know, I think – the women's college game in terms of popularity is kind of catching up, you know, to the men's game, not overall, but, you know, just in terms of like the best teams, because, you know, like I know who Asia Wilson is. You know, Asia Wilson's got a great personality. You know, Caitlin Paige Beckers has a great personality. Andrew Reese has a great personality. You know, we Andrew Reese had some issues at the beginning of the year. We knew about it. And she, you know, fought back from that, still won SEC player.
That's a great example. Great year. Yes. So, right. Great example.
Know, but, you know, On the guys, you know, the men's side, you know, like I said, everybody's a robot. You know, I don't want to call them robots. That's not fair. But you get what I'm trying to say. You know, it's just
no. But if you give them that controlled environment where you send them to a podium, yeah, if you send them to a podium, they're going to be robots. That's how it works. No, totally. You're totally right about this.
Yeah, you know, that's why I said, you know, there's just a lot that goes into all of this. Now there's just so many layers to it. But you know, I just think there's ways to kind of get things back to the way they were just in terms of getting to know the players better.
Jay Davis with us, usual spot here on 11 o'clock hour on a Thursday here. He's presented by Lana Sports, LANASports.com. Use his code ABA20, get 20% off any order up there, and they'll ship it to your house from Indianapolis. Great friend, great friends of the show, great family-owned business up there. Texter wants to know, we came back to Return of the Mac. Is that your preferred song, or This Is How We Do It, as far as 90s jams? I would go Return of the Mac.
Oh, God.
Not by a lot.
Return of the Mac is one of the best, like, Mark Morris has got one of the best, like, one-hit wonders of all time.
It's fantastic.
I initially liked this. I mean, there's better Montel Jordan songs to me. Like, this is how
that
we
is
do
also
it
true.
Kind of along. This is how we do it. Has gone the way of, like, you know, all of Tone Loc's hits, and Baby Got Back, where you know you hear them so much, and they get, you know, they just don't hit the same way they did, you know, when I was like 10 years old.
There you go. Some good text on the text line today. 437-9680. I am able to look at the text line down here. At Bourbon Country Cannabis, 819 East Market. They got locations in St. Matthews and New Albany. People have texted in all kinds of questions about CBD and different things. Cannot suggest enough that first time you order, just go to the store, talk to someone working. They're all way into this. They really believe in it. It's an easy process to figure out what works for you. It's like anything else in your life that you're doing dietarily or whatever. Figure out what works for you. They can tailor things to you here at Bourbon Country Cannabis. You wrote about the MVP race last week on First Gen. We didn't get to it when you were on. Jokic is in the kind of stretch in a career in the NBA that we get from essentially one or two guys at a time, it seems, in any era of the NBA. He's that good right now, where he's very much at the top of the sport. In a time, by the way, Jay, when there is an incredible depth of players at the top of the sport. How good is he right now? And does he need to win this year another title to really cement his spot in NBA history?
I don't think he needs to. You know, he's only 28, so he's only 28, and you think, well, he's probably only got a couple more years of his prime, but the way he
Why
plays,
does he look 45? You know,
because he doesn't jump, you know, he's not ripped like everybody else, but, you know, the way his playing style, where there's not a lot of explosiveness to it, is going to, you know, let him play, you know, for a long time, especially with, you know, his court vision, his passing and rebounding and things like that. But, you know, he played 79 games this year, and, you know, a lot of, you know, that I know a lot of people complained about that 65 game rule, but it worked. You know, if you look at some of the guys, you know, who've had like, you know, minute totals higher than they've had in a decade. But, you know, Jokic just is kind of on another level. And, you know, they have that. I don't like that clutch award. It's just, you know, it's just the weirdest award. I think it's dumb, but I don't think he's going to win it. You know, it's probably going to go to somebody, you know, like Steph, who hits a lot of shots. But when you watch the Nuggets and they're in tight games late, the level at which they execute is probably the highest that I've seen in probably almost a decade. You know, just from, and it's not all about, all right, Jokic get the ball on the block, back somebody down and score. It's the cutting and the passing, getting open shots, and you know everything that goes along with it. And that all starts and ends with him. He's just on another level right now.
Yeah, are they the favorites in the West right now, you think?
They should be. You know, I like Oklahoma City. I've been saying it all year that they don't have the size to compete with Denver or Minnesota or the Lakers. You know, I love Anthony Edwards. He's probably my favorite player right now, but you know, he's on a team with Rudy Gobert and Karl Towns, so I'm not, you know, too super confident in them making a deep run. I think the Lakers, you know, have a chance to give them some trouble. I know the Lakers haven't beaten them since 2022, regular season or playoffs. But, you know, just with LeBron and AD being as good as they are, I think they can cause them some problems. But I'm still picking Denver to come out of the West.
Play-in tournament, do you like it? I find myself watching it, yeah. So obviously I like it.
Yeah, it's extra important basketball. You know, it's basically, you know, the play-in is basically the playoff started on Tuesday, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, the games, there's been some really, really interesting things that have happened over the last couple of nights. You know, Zion, I feel so bad for Zion. You know, he played the game of his life on Tuesday night. It's tied. He brings him all the way back. And then, you know, he gets hurt, and he's not going to be able to play tomorrow. And even if they win tomorrow, he's probably not going to play the first couple of playoff games. But just seeing him kind of put the team on his back when the other two good players on the team, CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram, didn't play well at all. Just seeing him go out the way he did, I felt really bad for him. And then, you know, just watching the Warriors go out the way they did, it was interesting. You know, you see videos after games, and after that game in Sacramento, Klay Thompson just kind of was standing on the court with his hands on his hips, you know, just kind of taking everything in. So who knows what's going to happen with the Warriors. And, you know, then you get I'd like to be the first person to congratulate the Boston Celtics on making the finals, because Jimmy Butler's not going to be in, even if Miami beats Chicago tomorrow, they're not going to, you know, be a threat to Boston, you know, in the first round. So, you know, just these extra games, you know, you find out a lot about teams and coaches and players. Like, I'm 100% sure Atlanta's going to trade Trae Young this year, this summer. I'm not, you know, and I actually like. I think San Antonio would be a good spot for him to pair him with Wembanyama, but I'm not sure the Spurs would want to do that. So, yeah, just, you know, just seeing how things went down the last couple of days, you know, it just leads to a lot of different, you know, questions and storylines leading into, you know, the start of the playoff on Saturday.
Texters coming down on the text line, 437-9680. If the NCAA won't regulate, then 213 will. That's a good text. Texter, Jokic seems like the type of guy that might retire to his horse farm in 3 years. Do you think? I mean, do you think that's a thing? Do you think he's going to eventually just go, you know what, I won like 3-4 titles, if he does that, and he's just like not going to want to play till he's 36, 37?
No, I mean, I think a lot of that stuff, I think, is overblown. You know, I think the part that he doesn't, I don't even want to say he doesn't like it. He just wants to play basketball. And, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it. You got to, you know, we just talked about, you know, dealing with the media and things like that. And, you know, it costs money to maintain that horse farm. I know it doesn't cost as much, you know, as he makes, but, you know, in four years, the start of 27, 28, he's going to make $63 million. I am not walking away from $63 million or, you know, if he gets, that's right, a player option. So if he gets an extension that summer, he's probably going to make $70 million. There is no way I am walking away from that. It had nothing to do with greed or anything like that. But if somebody puts $70 million in front of my face, I'm taking it.
We got some news on the UK coaching front that we will get to on the other end. I'm down here at Bourbon Country Cannabis, 819 East Market Street. You want to pop in? I'm gonna be hanging out for about another hour. Bobby V will be on our air though at noon, and of course you can catch Roundtable with Round Daddy at 3 o'clock. Also coming down, Haley Van Lith is going to be playing at TCU. Woof. More basketball talk. We do it next.
Here on ESPN 680 1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, they're starting to file in here at Bourbon Country Cannabis, 819 East Market Street, for our location today in Nulu. You can check them out in St. Matthews or on the Indiana side of things in New Albany. But, hey, check them out. Use our code 680-20 for 20% off any online order at hectares.com, hectares.com, hectares.com. Go check them out. If you've never tried the seltzers, if you've never tried the shots, the gummies, whatever it might be, whatever you're into, the intention maybe, they got it all here for you. They've even got some great gummies with a little bit of caffeine in them if you need something for the afternoons. That is available as well. Want to try something different for Derby? Man, maybe this is the year. Derby 150, a big year. Down at Churchill Downs, maybe a big year for you with Bourbon Country Cannabis and Hectares. Hectares.com. Help out your pets, anything like that. Are you guys a CBD house, Jay? I guess I've never had this conversation with you.
No. Not for any particular reason. Just, you know, haven't partaken.
Not part of the lifestyle. There you go. Yeah, there you go. So, I told somebody the other day where I was talking about this remote, and I said, if anything stays super long term out of this movement, I think it's actually going to be the pet stuff, right? Because that pet market is so big. Anybody that owns a dog is just absolutely into their dog, right? And we're seeing the rise of these, you know, more expensive foods and the, you know, all the stuff that people are getting into with their animals. They're realizing processed food's bad for a dog like it is for them, right? That kind of thing. I think the CBD stuff, you know, July 4th and helping your dog, you know, travel in the car long distances, that kind of stuff, I think that will be one of the things that definitely sticks out here. Taxer, Bobby V at noon, more like 12:15 or so. Hey, you said that, not me. You watch your mouth. You understand me? the show that starts on time. We are Rabeau & Co. here on ESPN 680-1057. Reminder, some other programming, though, going on like I said, we got that UofL football game, spring game tomorrow night, 6:30 start. And then, of course, Thunder on Saturday. Ahead of that, Lou City is visiting Loudoun United at 3:45. We'll have Reds Angels all weekend. Games up in Cincinnati, we'll have those here on our air as well. Is it the end of the Warriors run, Jay? You mentioned them at the end of the last segment. We had this as part of a longer conversation yesterday. And I do think that what we know of as that core Warriors team is done. And I'll start with that. Is it over? And if it is, how much of it falls on them re-signing Draymond instead of going another direction?
I mean, I don't necessarily think it's fair to, you know, put it on that. I think, you know, they just got, you know, it's an older group, you know, like Steph, Clay, and Draymond. Right. They're all, you know, on the other side of 30. They signed, you know, I mean, they traded, I mean, whatever you can say about Jordan Poole, they traded Jordan Poole, who's in, for Chris Paul. You know, Chris Paul just finished his 19th year in the league. So I don't know what they're going to get out of him. Andrew Wiggins, you know, had some personal stuff going the last couple of years, so he missed a big stretch. And, you know, he's in, like, his 10th year. The young guys that they have are starting to get a little better. You know, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody. But, you know, it's that just ended up being Steph and a lot of question marks. So, I don't know. It's all about – I'm interested to see what they do, you know, going forward. They're already over the cap, you know, looks like they're over the cap going into next year. They got $175 million on the books. And, you know, I mean, and that doesn't even include Klay Thompson coming off the books. You know, they're paying Chris Paul $30 million, which they can probably – that's not guaranteed. If he gets waived before – if he gets – it's fully guaranteed if he's not waived before the end of June. But, yeah, you know, Wiggins is at 26. Draymond's at 24. And then it's, you know, some smaller contracts. Steph's making 55 next year, but, you know, he's Steph. So, I mean, I don't know how they're going to fix it. It's probably too late for them to try to trade, you know, Jonathan Kuminga, you know, for somebody like, you know, Pascal Siakam or, you know, something like that. So I think this is the end. And, you know, the interesting part about it, you know, a lot of people have been talking about is Klay Thompson gone? You know, what should they do about Draymond? I want to see how committed, you know, Steph is, because it's going to look like a, you know, bit of a rebuild going forward. So, you know, just to see if he's like, all right, you know, I want to win some more championships. Do I need to do what everybody else has done and leave? And, you know, people credit him for not doing that and, you know, for kind of staying out of things. I think he should have been a little bit more vocal about, you know, I'm not saying tell people who to trade or what, but, you know, just a lot of the stuff with Draymond. You know, you saw him a few weeks ago when Draymond got ejected 4 minutes into a game in Orlando, that he got emotional, you know, because he's like, you know, why does this keep happening? So I'm interested to see how Steph takes on this offseason, you know, to see, you know, how he feels about, you know, this thing going forward, to see and to see if he, you know, even thinks about maybe going somewhere else.
I got two more for you, and then we'll get you out of here. Let's go Steph Curry first, and then I'll ask you about tonight's games. As far as impact on the game and how it's played, I'm of the opinion that Steph Curry has probably moved himself into the top five of anyone who's ever played basketball ever. And I'm not trying to use hyperbole or anything like that, but I gave Zach the example the other day. When I coached second grade basketball a couple years ago, I had to tell the kids, you're not Steph Curry. Because they all tried to shoot like him. They all tried to dribble like him. They all tried to do all of the Steph Curry stuff. Am I out of my mind? Zach's point was, you know, people tried to be like Mike, but they couldn't do it. He was a different dude. You know, there's one Michael Jordan. There's one Kobe Bryant. You can't be like those guys. But the number of guys who have turned into Steph Curry types is stunning. Do you agree with my assessment?
Yeah, you know, and the thing about it is, you know, I mean, Steph's 6'3", you know, he's a professional athlete. He's one of the best athletes in the world. But in terms of being on a basketball court, he's one of the smaller players on the court usually. And,
right.
You know, I think a lot of people kind of identify with that, because they're like, oh, you know, this is an equalizer for me. If I can make this shot from 25 feet away, I can stay out here a little longer. You know, I can run these pickup games a little longer. So he has, you know, the last decade or so, he has changed the game. I think I saw a stat that said, and I'm probably going to get the exact number wrong, but the context is right, that in the course of, you know, the 1980s, you know, that's really the first decade of the three, there was less than 2,003 shots for the entire decade. And the last season, there's probably, and like Luka Doncic this year, I was looking at, you know, stats and stuff, you know, a couple of days ago. Luka shot almost 800 threes this year by himself. So, you know, just, and that's
10 a game, literally 10 a game by himself. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. You know, and a big part of that is Steph Curry. So in terms of, you know, game changes, he absolutely is one of the, you know, one of the more important, you know, game changers in the history of the league.
All right, we've got a new partner on the show with our friends at signupexpert.com. So signupexpert.com, my promo code's always horse racing, so signupexpert.com/horse racing. They'll give you the best sign-up deals for all of the sports books, for all of the fantasy outlets, depending on where you live. Does not matter. If you're in Michigan, Kentucky, Florida, wherever you are, go ahead and go to signupexpert.com/horse racing. They'll give you the best sign-up deals. Let's put a bet together, Jay. Bulls Heat and Kings Pelicans, both are about a 1.5-point spread in favor of the home team in Miami and in favor of the Sacramento Kings traveling to New Orleans. How good are the Pelicans going to be tonight without Zion?
Tomorrow, you mean. But, yeah, you know, without Zion, you know, C.J. McCollum's going
to Yes, thank you. My fault.
Better game than he had, you know, on Tuesday night. Brandon Ingram, I know he's coming off an injury, you know, still working his way back. He's got to be better. I mean, those are both interesting games because I don't think like that Kings Warriors game was weird because Sacramento is down, you know, two rotation guys and Malik Monk might win sixth man of the year. I think Najee is going to win it, but Malik Monk should be top three. So seeing how they completely, you know, routed Golden State was a shock to me. Even though, you know, Zion's not playing, I think that, you know, that crowd in New Orleans is going to be, you know, hype for that game. I would probably pick the Pelicans in that one. And, you know, no Jimmy Butler for Miami tomorrow night. And just as probably not as equally important on offense, but just as equally as important on defense, I don't think Alex Caruso is going to play for the Bulls. Alex Caruso is probably a first-team all defense player. So, you know, those are both going to be close games. You know, those numbers are probably right. You know, I think in that Pelicans game, I'd probably lean towards Sacramento just because, you know, Zion being out's a big deal. And I'd probably lean towards Chicago, you know, going into Miami and getting that win. This is the second year in a row that they've played in this, you know, eighth place game. And last year, you know, was pretty close, and I expect it to be the same way this year.
Well, there you go. He's Jay Davis at JDavis_1981. He's presented by our friends at Lana Sports, LANASports.com. Use his code ABA20 up there and get in on red, white, and blue basketball, all the other gear up there as well. Jay, appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
All right, there you go. There's Jay Davis, usual spot on a Thursday here in the 11 o'clock hour. I am down here at Bourbon Country Cannabis, 819 East Market Street. Come by, try the gummies, any of the Hector's products. Sir, checking out. Why don't you use the promo code 68020? On your way out the door, get 20% off any order down here. Just mention ESPN, mention Louie, anything like that, and we'll get you taken care of as we go down. You are very welcome. I like that T-shirt, though, so there you go. All right, so make sure you get down here ahead of 420, maybe ahead of Derby. Just go, come check out these drinks. Maybe you want to have, you know, a different kind of derby this year. Maybe you went a little too hard last year. Real chance to try it out down here. Come meet the nerds at Bourbon Country Cannabis who really know their stuff. We'll get you all the right stuff. Use our code 68020. You're welcome. And make sure you get in on all of that. Zach, are you a 420 guy? Actually, you and I have never had this conversation. You strike me as like, oh, it's Saturday, I'm having a beer.
Well, why not both?
Okay, well, there.
Why not all the above?
I think that's actually the proper answer. What's funny is, you know, with my buddies, you know, they, you know, not this last fall, but the fall before, they got used to hanging out with me on a Saturday. We're watching random ACC games at 3 o'clock or whatever, and we're having some beers. And then this year, obviously, they watched me transition to the seltzers and this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But now they're getting in on it too. That's exactly what you just described, right? Like, I'm going to have a couple beers. I'm going to have a seltzer. You know, this kind of stuff.
I don't do seltzers.
No, I'm saying the Delta 9. That's what I'm saying. Delta 9 seltzer and get right. You know, just have something to drink that way. But you're saying yeah, a couple beers, a little gummy, and good to go, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. That's just a solid Saturday.
I totally agree with you. So come on down. Check out the Hector's products. They got them for pain relief. They got them for sleep, for energy, even for your dog. Or if you just want to have fun on a Saturday, they've got all that stuff. As well as we get into Triple Crown season, get into the summer. Really good beverage options, frankly, if you're going to be poolside or anything like that. Tons of good stuff. Bourbon Country Cannabis, St. Matthew's, Nulu, and, of course, over in New Albany as well. All right, Jay. Oh, man, Zach. What are you getting into tonight? What are you doing?
It's Thursday, so probably not a ton. I mean, I don't have any plans now.
You working tonight? What are you doing? What do you got going?
I work tomorrow, actually. Tonight, I'm just doing round table, so I get to be here for Round Daddy's shenanigans, which are always glorious. The show yesterday was fun, because, you know.
Oh, him donating to the NIL. What a bum. I mean, just, I get a tote bag. You don't like this, coach. Don't do that. This pretending, this rewriting immediate. By the way, Andy Sweeney texts me on Sunday, and he's like, big boy's going to buy in by Thursday. Bang. Wednesday afternoon announces he's sold out. He's giving him money to NIL. I mean, Andy just totally called it.
Were you surprised?
To be fair to Round Daddy, no, I'm not, because it's what fans do, right? You don't want to believe that your program's in the dumps. It's not fun. It's not a good way to live. So there you go. Anyways. All right. Well, last thing. We'll get into this tomorrow. Did you see Virginia is going to allow schools – per state law, to directly pay NIL.
I did see that.
We'll get into that.
Worms can open.
We're getting there, aren't we? I mean, we are really.
We're already there.
So there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, I am Louis Rabeau. I'm down here at Bourbon Country Cannabis, 819 East Market. If you're listening downtown and getting ready to go on your lunch break, come on by. Have a slice of pizza next door with me and come by Bourbon Country Cannabis. I'll be hanging out here another 30, 45 minutes, something like that. Would love to see you down here. Want to thank Jeff and the folks for having me down for the day. Really appreciate it. I am a huge fan of the products down here. Really has changed my life for the much, much better over the course of almost a year now that I've moved into these products as part of my sleep, getting rid of some of that anxiety as well. Like I said, alongside Zach Cantrell, I'm Louis Rabeau. This has been Rabeau & Co. on ESPN 680 1057. Find me on Twitter at Radio Louis. And hey, we're going to be back again tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We'll talk a little bit of Kentucky Derby tomorrow. We'll get into the races at Keeneland. But of course, we'll get you ready for all of the NBA and the other happenings this coming weekend. Maybe we'll have some updates on the transfer portal as well. Like I said, back at 10 tomorrow. You'd better be too. Have a great day, everybody.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.